Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:08 a.m. on my Bicardo Jewelers watch here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, August 26, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great family of companies, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Jerry Gawhan of Scranton, Joseph Ayoub, Carbondale, German, Mayfield, Harold Vandermark, Wanamee, Frank Schmidt, West Hazleton, Jeffrey Pensick, Scranton, Leda, Florida, and Bob Bogart, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this morning. Why? Because the Democrat Party's leadership, the entire leadership, has gone batty. And you need to. You need to say, am I hearing what I'm hearing? And it goes to the Cracker Barrel thing. Now, somebody texted this in on a different topic. Look into Cracker Barrel beyond the moniker adjustment. And by the way, they're remodeling all their stores. I thought the cool thing about Cracker Barrel, and I like the food too, by the way, is that it was the tchotchke, the Americana. I thought it was a great thing. But our listener says, for years they've been involved in gay pride and other subversive activities. Thanks to their new woke CEO, we are now learning about their true mission. I can't go all the way with you on that. I don't agree that gay pride is subversive in any way. It's the people who lead the gay pride initiatives who are subversives. It's a huge difference and a very important distinction. But I just look at it and I say, and I've heard the discussion, and I've heard this idiot woman CEO say, oh, well, everybody loves the conversion. Well, basically, they're trying to turn what was sort of classic Americana into a modern restaurant or modern restaurants, because it's a huge chain, modern restaurants that you could see and experience anywhere. It just doesn't make any sense. You've got a unique shtick. I think good food. Now, it's not exactly a diet joint. But you've got a shtick. You've got an identity. And now you're going to take it away? It's like one of these things of change for change's sake. Dust off the miniature tractor trailer or whatever the hell. Dust it more often if that's... But don't ruin the chic, the shabby chic, whatever thing they had going was theirs. And now we're going to be exactly what everybody else is. This is a profoundly stupid person. And whoever assisted her in this effort, they're dumb too. Please don't assume that since someone gets to a position of power, a position of authority, that they have any brains in their head. Really. I'm like, okay, let's think about this. It's by the way, no different than me being a mayor of a city being offered help with my crime problem. Now, if it saved one life of a citizen I'm sworn to represent, I have to do it. So now this is shady, idiotic thinking of left-wing lunatics, who this CEO may very well be. And so you're saying, well, okay, there's a million places to go to eat. There's more places to eat than even at my weight than I could go to. And so I'm going to take something that's distinct. Maybe because I hate America and I hate our customer base. Because they're regular people, and maybe they're conservative. So I hate them so much that I'm going to ruin what I inherited as CEO. Something that took decades to build up. An image, a feeling. So I'm not going to tinker on the edges. I'm going to blow it up. It really is. It's akin to tearing down statues, what this fool has done at Cracker Barrel. And what is it? Now we're down to $140 million in market value evaporating. It's just the Dylan Mulvaney thing. Who's your beer drinker? Oh, it's a transvestite celebrating 1 year of transition. What? I'm telling you, you can't make up the stupidity of these people on the left. These wokesters. You can't make it up. All right. My man Luciano's been holding for a long time, and he's been patient with us. And he's you've got a theme song now. You've got to get used to this.
I'm never get used to that.
Ice, baby. You chose wisely.
I like it. There's people out there foaming at the mouth and listening to that record.
Well, we love ICE. We love ICE on this program. We love them. We don't like them. We love them. Okay, Luciano, what do you got for me? Yeah.
I got two statements quickly. I'll tell you what they secretly say in the hood. Black brother, he's a Republican. I'll just tell you what they secretly say, Republican conservatives. The radical liberals, this... Cracker Barrel is based on Judeo-Christian white evangelicals that have formed this country, that has created this great country. That's why cracker is a slang word, I'm sure you know, because you lived in some terrible situations, and I have too. Cracker means that what it says is derogatory against a white European people that have come to this country that made it a great country.
That's I would have think, radical, by the way, I would think a better be, name, I think a better name would be Saltine. You know, because crackers come in all colors, so I don't know.
Well, you generally speaking, it when people want to insult, when black people and other people want to insult.
Well, I used to say to my friends, I say to my Latino and African American friends in prison, I would say, can't you guys come up with something better than that? I can't even pretend to be offended by being called a cracker.
Yeah, I know. I brush it off. They can call me wetbag or whatever they want to call me, a spick. I don't care. That's reflects on your character.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
In a negative way. But I want to talk about specifically, and I'm not criticizing you because personally, We talked about ego. That last caller, I love him because he's great. He's outspoken. And I've met atheists that are for the Ten Commandments. Believe it or not, they support what Louisiana, other country, other states have the Ten Commandments. And I've met one particular atheist. He's more Christian than Christians. And he supports putting the Ten Commandments in the public schools.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Absolutely.
It just
not.
Means yes. You're really playing with fire, in my view.
Yes, and there's people, like, don't forget in the Bible, the one there side by side with Jesus, and he at the last end, Jesus saved them, and he said, your sins are forgiven, and this day forward, you will be in paradise. Jesus said it to the sinner, and so he can be saved, and so I always put that aside. I have a brother that's in that same situation, unfortunately. But I want to talk about this. These politicians, these Republican politicians, I hope they get a bucket full of guts and confront these Hispanic, Latino newscast, Telemundo, Univision, they insult American Latino conservatives. They throw it all out there. This lady from Congresswoman from Illinois, she's a DACA. She's not an American citizen. Her parents are not citizens. They came to this country. DACA means you're not an American citizen. She was granted. She's a radical Democrat.
Yep.
She's a congresswoman in Illinois. She's in charge of, she's part of the panel of Homeland Security. And she dare say, and I hope these Republicans do. I wonder why they don't confront that lady. She said she's in Guatemalan. She said in Spanish in Mexico. She said she's proud, first of all, that she's from born and raised in Guatemala. And second of all, she's proud to be an American citizen. How insulting can you get?
Well, no, yeah,
Bob?
She wasn't. She's more proud to be of Guatemalan heritage than
yes,
she is of
right.
being an American. And I thought to myself, well, why don't we deport you to Guatemala and see if you resist? let's see how that works out.
And you as a lawyer, legally, I found this out. She's the first non-citizen that's a congressperson that is in charge of politics that helps control this country. She's a non-citizen. DACA means non-citizen. That means you're undocumented. You're a migrant. And how can she? Why don't these Republicans stand up and confront that lady and say, "Well, you said what you said, which is disgraceful," and yet you're the first, historically speaking, you're the first Latina or the first American. By the way, her husband is undocumented. He's a DACA person too. How do you like that, Bob? And it's two father and mother that lives in Illinois in Chicago. They're also DACA.
What district is she from? Where is her district? Where is her district?
I know she's in Illinois. She's a congresswoman in Illinois. And somewhere, maybe in Chicago, that radical state with that radical mayor. And by the way, Bob, have you noticed that? I love my black brothers and sisters. Have you noticed all these radical big cities are controlled by radical black African-American people? Los Angeles, a black woman. Philadelphia,
well, because
a black
the scam,
woman. Chicago, a black man.
The scam
man.
Worked out for them, Larry. Or Luciano. The scam worked
man.
Out. The left-wing scam works for them. The race card works for them. And they're just going to keep going until African-Americans and inner-city people step up and say, you've been using us for long enough. You've been making things worse for us for long enough, and now we're out. We're out. We're not for you anymore. It's going to take people to do that. Yep.
Well, more and more blacks are waking up to this insanity called the mass illegalization. They're separating themselves from these migrants. Thank you, Bob.
All right, man. Always a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
We got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Looking Glass had their only number one hit, one more than I have, with Brandy. Murph says this date, 1972. And of course, women's suffrage, this date, 1920. And that's that mention of, there's a wise saying that I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember it exactly. They talk about the women who started the suffrage movement, women's vote, didn't live to see it come to fruition. And it reminds me of, I get this thing on Instagram, wise something or other. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, but these wise sayings come through. And one of them is to the effect of true wisdom occurs from someone who plants a tree knowing they will never be under its shade. And I think that's, man, that's so essential to community and country going forward. Isn't it something? In any event. Somebody texts in, Larry, who claims it's a free country, I have an R after my name. And I would like everyone to wear helmets because I'm tired of my insurance premiums being tied to their lack of safety. Now, there's another aspect to it. Fascinating. Somebody else, Bob LTS, it's absolutely magical to watch the left contort themselves to counter everything Trump does. For instance, they're now saying how safe Chicago is when six people were shot this past weekend. And there's been 208 murders so far this year. Unbelievable. And they stand there with righteous indignation. Unbelievable. Somebody texts in, Bob, I recall the term cracker referred to the people that transported the slaves to America that cracked whips to keep control of them. I've never heard that, although I was assuming it was the color of a cracker. All right. Fascinating. Somebody's listening on delay with Odyssey. I'm sure you covered this. When I use the Google Assistant search, now, see, I'm getting so many texts that they keep rolling as I'm reading. Where is it? Darn it. I get a lot of texts. My apologies for struggling through this. All right. When I use the Google Assistant search where you ask a question, it told me that Sheets did not open because the huge retaining wall behind it is bulging and leaks water. The new Wendy's has a similar fate. I think the buildings have essentially been done for close to 2 years while litigation crawls. All right. And that's what Sirius said. The wall, the retaining wall is the problem. Fascinating. But this new turn on cracker, well, you're going to think of the savagery. Bob, good morning. LTS, enjoy it so much. You've wondered what could have possibly occurred to change Bob Casey and Matt Cartwright from moderate conservative leaning to staunch liberals. Liberals is not I think of a liberal as someone who's like, oh, let's be nice to everyone. These people are vicious. They're leftist and lunatics. Anyway, who embrace the Looney Tune nut jobs on the far left, here's my take on it. Despite their claims, neither ever... Where the heck's the rest of this? It's a tough... I don't know where you finish. In any event, my guess is you're saying that essentially they never really believed in the moderate conservative position. I don't know. You go to, and that, by the way, that's from Ernie from Falls, but Ernie, it broke up. Your text broke up. But in any event, I know what you're saying. You figure that power and money corrupted them. I think the desire to win and be part of the gang was part of all of that. Like, okay, give us your vote on this. And soon enough, Matt Cartwright and Bob Casey found themselves to be left-wing lunatics. In all but name, in my view. I don't think they ever, I don't know. I mean, all the, man, you had some passion with their left-wing positions. And they've all lied about a lot of stuff that Trump was saying and doing. So I don't know. Were they co-opted or did they actually become leftists? I don't know. Let's go to Barbara from Courtdale. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good. I have two things I want to say. One thing is that Luzerne County Republican Party is going to the dogs. They're not doing nothing. Now, that said...
Okay, I don't agree with you, but I don't agree with you, but go ahead.
Oh, they are. Because they're not doing nothing to help the people. They really aren't. Really.
What do you want them to do?
I want them to start getting some people that have a little more brains than what they're picking.
Well, it's hard to get.
Picking too many people with smart.
I was having this conversation, Barbara. I was having this conversation with somebody just yesterday, and they posed the question: well, who's going to run for Lackawanna County Commissioner, for example?
Oh, now, God,
I could speak for that office, obviously, but it doesn't matter. The context is the same no matter where you go. Who's crazy enough to do this?
Right.
Who wants to put up with this for a minimal salary? And I mean, having lived it, I get it. It's a crazy thing. And so you get people, generally speaking, who this is the best job they've ever had or ever will have running for office, with right. exceptions that are increasingly rare. So you can't blame the Republican Party for that. And then let's look on the other side, U.S. Congress. One of the most accomplished people in private business and industry running, Rob Bresnahan, running for Congress. Dan Muser, same thing. How did we get lucky enough to have them? Dave McCormick for Senate. But when I look on the Democrat side, I see a bunch of jokes.
I understand that. But
yeah, I mean, I see you and I wanting more out of the Republican Party, but they're the only ones giving us anything at the moment.
No. Now, how do you get rid of these crank spam calls? I get 10, 15 calls a day.
Well, I guess there is a do not call list from what I recall.
No, it does not work.
Okay.
I called the federal government. They says, well, we just have to sit there. You just don't answer. And the government is doing absolutely nothing to stop these spam calls.
Mm-hmm.
I get them at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then it don't stop till 9 o'clock at night. And I get like 10, 15 calls a day.
I mean, I could let you vent, but I don't know anything about that other than putting yourself on the do not call list. I don't generally answer my phone.
I did that.
I don't generally answer my phone, but I mean, that's me. I don't know if that's a solution for other people.
They do not, it don't work.
I'm getting spam texts now. And I just I press a thing that says report junk and remove.
Right. I mean, what is the phone company doing to help? And it's not only one phone company, it's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't have
a
solution.
What are they actually doing?
I don't have a solution for you, Barbara.
And one other thing. When are they going to start really, really deporting some of these illegals?
Well, they've started. You would think that they deported 70 million people at this point. On a good note, they're telling us that 1.6 million illegals deported themselves. That's a good thing. And we've stopped the inflow. So truly a positive direction in a very short period of time. Remember when they lied and said they couldn't close the border? Remember that lie?
Yeah. Biden was good at that.
Yeah, well, he's a sickening disgrace.
But I tell you,
we have to get rid of them because
there's too many of them. They go in the food lines, and the American people are getting nothing. But you see the Mexicans and Guatemalans and wherever they're coming from. They're there in them food lines like crazy.
Well, nobody. Let me say this. You know what I also see, Barbara? And let's be fair. I see a lot of who I assume are illegal aliens working incredibly hard and incredibly long days.
True.
I see that too. So
they're the greatest roofers on earth.
Well, and they're doing a lot of hard work. God bless them.
Yes.
Hey, we gotta go, Barbara. I gotta go. But okay. I love you and thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right, darling. I don't know what to do about spam calls, except that do not disturb list or whatever that's called. But do what I do. Don't answer the phone. I have it on silent because of the radio show, so I never hear it or see it. When somebody calls, if they text, I get it. But, you know, anyway, we've got to go. We'll take a break. Hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back with our veterans tribute, the weather, and more on the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. I'm already thinking weekend. All those great restaurants, and they'll be right in the middle of the action at Aterra 519 in Sergey's. Harold Vandermark. He was 85. He was from Wanamee. He passed away August 11th. He was born at home in Wanamee. Attended Newport Township Schools. He enlisted with the U.S. Army, serving us with 101st Airborne, Company E, 1st Airborne Battle Group, 501st Infantry, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He served 3 years and was honorably discharged in 1961. Early in life, Harold worked in the Wanamee Mines as well as for Biscantini Oil Company. Coal Company, I apologize. He later worked for many years at Independent Explosives in Avoca until retiring. Member of St. Faustina Kowalska Parish, Nanticoke. He had previously belonged to St. Francis of Assisi Church. He was preceded in death, sadly, by his wife, the former Lee Bells, Bellis. Surviving, a brother, a sister-in-law, stepdaughter, and other family members. Harold Vandermark. Frank Schmidt. We lost him August 12th. He was from West Hazleton. He collapsed while gardening. Born in Manayunk, near Philadelphia, he's the last surviving member of his immediate family. He served us as mayor of West Hazleton for 2 terms before, I guess, getting it and retiring from public office. Following high school, he served with the U.S. Navy for 5 years. He then worked on yachts for several businessmen before relocating to West Hazleton with his bride, the former Elaine Casarella, who we met while he was vacationing in the islands. After locating to West Hazleton, he worked for Barrett and Hengens, Dor Oliver, and then operated his own landscaping business. Remember the great Freeland VFW, the Hazleton Lions Club, where he was president 96 and 97. He'd been honored with the Lions International Melvin Jones Award in 1999. Preceding him in death were siblings and his parents. He survived by his wife, Elaine, his son, his daughter, grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Frank Schmidt. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care, the gold standard for senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with a chance of a passing shower, 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 72. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of a late day shower, 75 degrees. Kathy Hochul, the idiotic governor of New York State. Dear God, where do they find these people, the Democrat Party? My word! Murph tells us the Hollies. This date, 72, moved up to number 3 with their hit, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Hey, it's Tuesday. It's about that time, a little later. But that means we've got Rebecca Martino from Stately Pet Supply in Clark Summit, and she's with us now. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I always love hearing my song chime on when I'm on hold.
You got a theme song. Well, we insist on that anymore, you know?
Well, thank you for that, and thank you also for letting me pick it. That was great. I thought, maybe not too hard about it, but I thought for a long time, I'm like, okay, all right, don't screw this up. This is your shot. What could be your song? Anyway, so, no, I'm doing fine today. How's Chauncey?
Chauncey's great. He's a superstar. Okay, when I'm running late, I like to take him into the studio once in a while. And I didn't have a chance today because I was running late. And, you know, it takes extra time to bring the dog in. So he's home in the cage.
But he's such a mellow dog. He seems like you could bring him to work, do your show for hours, and he would just snore at your feet, maybe be a little background noise snoring. But
he's a cool dude.
Okay. How is he? So that brings me to, because he's still pretty much a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk about chews today. Do you find that he likes chewing on things and bones and longer chews, not just a quick biscuit?
Yes.
Is he a chewer?
We've not had a furniture problem with him or anything like that yet. Thank God.
Lucky you. See, he's a mellow guy. So that could lead me into how a lot of people probably are not so lucky. And if their dog does not have something appropriate to chew on, they will find something, whether it is a shoe, some furniture. Usually the most precious stuff in your house is what they decide to destroy. So I was just going to make this quick and simple and easy about chews that are out there for dogs. We have so many. When you first walk in the store, there is there's a whole chew bar, I like to call it. And one of my more fun Cordero Show on TV skits was when I brought in some examples to hold up in front of the camera, and they were things that really show you there's very little waste in the pet industry.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs chew on so many things. I brought in beef snouts. I think I held up a duck head. There are so many things. And when they're appropriately prepared, knowing a dog is going to consume it, things that we're otherwise afraid of, like chicken bones and things like that, when they're freeze-dried, they're appropriate for dogs. It's the chews that, let's say a chicken bone we may have prepared for ourselves, we roasted it, or we baked it, or we fried it. Those bones, when calcium is exposed to that level of heat, that's when it becomes brittle and sharp and things like that. So a lot of the industry is either freeze-dried or frozen. But anyway, in general, I'll keep it short, but I would just love to see anyone that is having trouble finding something that will last for their dog that is also safe. I have no shortage of things that will last a long time.
Well, like, for example, somebody got Chauncey something. It was not a Stately Pet Supply product, so I don't want to look askance.
You raised an eyebrow.
I raised an eyebrow, but and then it flaked all over the floor, all over the carpet. We had a vacuum after the dog got done with it. And I'm like,
Some shoes are like that. They are. My guess is that it may have been some sort of compressed thing with like a gelatin kind of held it together. Some of them are very granola bar style where they're pressed together like that instead of one single ingredient chew. But there are all types. And with personal preferences just like that where, hey, I don't want to chase this with my vacuum cleaner after this and dig it out of my carpet. Anybody can stop by and we will show you things that for your big, giant, heavy chewers will last you a couple hours for like $9.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things out there. It does not have to be expensive and we'll help pick the right ones. Nothing made in China, nothing sourced from China. That's where we really shine. So we'd love to see anybody.
Nice.
And Chauncey, of course, too, is one of them.
Rebecca Martino, Stately Pet Supply. Thank you. And have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too, Bob. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Bachman Turner Overdrive. They released their great album, Not Fragile. This date, 1974, Murph played for us. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Actually, the Bulldog played it. Murph picked it. Bob Cordaro back on the program. TJ from Wilkes-Barre is on the blower. How are you, man?
Hey, how's my brother doing?
Doing great.
So the lady called up and say she was talking about candidates and why don't we have better candidates in Luzerne County. I think it's everywhere.
Yeah.
The reason is this, Bob, is that a lot of people that have integrity, and especially in Luzerne County, and are grassroots people, they don't have money. And it really does take money to get the campaigns. And then when you have the money, usually it's a certain percentage of people that want that, put that money in. And then what happens is that sometimes you're bought and paid for, or you're going to be getting contracts for people, and it's hard. It's, you know, there's a certain group of people that we call connected, the elite, the establishment, and there's a reason why they're an establishment, because the gears go, they own the party, they get their own candidates, they fund their own candidates, and then we get what we get. Number mm-hmm. two is that in county council, they only get paid $8,000 a year. You and I are such advocates for going back to the commissioners. If we had three people that were responsible and they were voted for and getting them out, we don't like the manager, not the manager system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what's happening in Luzerne County, is that the people that get to be in that power are usually not.
My experience has been for so many of them, particularly on the other side, by the way, because that's what I observe. They're dominant. It's the best job they're ever going to have, and the best job. It's beyond their qualifications, and that means we're screwed. That's crazy.
We are, and honestly, it's I think a lot of people go in with good intentions,
mm-hmm.
but once they get in the swamp, it becomes the swamp, and they get devoured. And then they want to get reelected. How do you get reelected? You got to get money. And how do you get money? Well, you got to sell yourself out. And that's the problem with politics. And that's everywhere. And so, you know, I think if we're not going to get back to that system, because of course the home rule went up there, and they're going to do another home rule instead of on the ballot for what we wanted with three commissioners. So we're screwed in Luzerne County. We're screwed for another 5 years at least until we have get it back on the ballot, because it really doesn't matter. And it's sad that the people with the money always put their thumb on the scale, because it's about who's getting a job or who's getting a contract. And that's why it gets really ugly locally, where we had such when Trump was there, when Bresnahan was running, when McCormick was running, when Musa was running. Oh, my God, we were one big happy family. We were celebrating. We were working together. And then as soon as the county politics come in, we're a divided party. Yeah. We're divided people.
Well, let's hope for the best, TJ. You just keep doing your great work. It'll work out. It's certainly gotten better. It's gotten better.
It is. It has gotten better. A lot of work ahead of us, and I'm not going to give it up. I have faith in the people, and honestly, you know what? If we start listening to people and we keep on having these events, and the politicians keep on coming to these events and listening to them, even when they disagree, at least they're listening.
Amen. Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Hey, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02. It's not a Breitling watch, which they sell. It's not an Oris watch. It's not a Longines watch. It's not a Michelle watch. It's not a Shinola watch. It's not a Luminox. It's not a Swiss Army watch. It's not a Seiko watch. And they sell them all. It is a Bacardo watch. We'll be back after the news.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.